Welcome everyone to Glenn and Casey's Royal Ramble, and a happy new year to us all.
Yes, well, I'm going to put it up on New Year's Eve.
Ah, yes, but no one's going to be listening to it on New Year's Eve unless they're having a pretty sad
celebration. I might be listening to it.
Well, happy new year.
I've got
to. Shall we count down? 10.
No. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Happy new year.
Oh, that was my rumble. See, we did need the horn. The horn. Anyway, how are you, Case?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Ready to bring in the year 2020, which is probably going to be...
How weird is that? 2020? Well,
the way the current world is going, it's probably going to be the last year of the human race, because we're heading towards Armageddon. So what better choice than to do Armageddon 2003?
That's a good point. Hey, Trump's impeached.
Yeah, well, we'll see how much that means.
He won't stand down in disgrace, though.
No,
he'll
exactly.
Be like, whatever.
And he'll still win the next election. That's the problem.
Hey, they can only serve twice.
Wow. Until he changes the rules.
All right. Wow. It's going to be a negative 2020.
Well, point to the positive things that happened in
2019. Is that your resolution? I don't know. No, I think things are getting better.
I would hope so.
Hmm. But what isn't getting better is wrestling. Because I quite enjoyed what you selected today.
Yeah.
Whereas today's wrestling, it's beyond me. Like I said to you, I saw the new Star Wars movie. It's not for me anymore. Mm. It's for the kids.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, oh, it's okay. And I'm like, oh, it's not for me. I got to get new hobbies.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We're going to get fit next year?
Well, actually, that is good me.
Oh, here we go.
Resolution. Well, no, I started...
You're going to join a gym like everyone else?
I'm not going to join a gym, but I, like, lost 20 kilos, or more than 20 kilos over the last year, and then in the last 6 months, I've put a few back on again, so...
Also, you haven't put that much back on.
No, but I want to get... I was on such a good...
Yeah.
You know, good...
Track.
Track. That's the one.
Not mental, thinking, not mentally.
That's such a good train. Like, that's not a good track. I was on a good track.
Yeah.
And...
Well, you're dating a vegan. That has to help.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Don't you love how I just completely just categorise people with the one thing?
Like, she's quite skinny as well. We found out yesterday she's the same height and weight as Sasha Banks.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So I'll have to wrestle her and then find out what it would be like to wrestle Sasha Banks.
Did you come to that? Like, did you go, guess what? You weigh the same as Sasha Banks?
No, I was just Googling it. And then... I already know that I'm the...
That's random. That's so random.
No, because we were watching the wrestling and Sasha Banks is on it.
Well, Kat's just popped out kid number two, so I don't think she'd like it if I went, oh, you weigh the same as Tatanka. Like, that's not going to go down
well. No, it's not. But did you know that I'm the exact same height as Vin Diesel?
Are you? Mm. Oh, well, there you go. Wow. And just as good an actor. The Pacifier 2. Here he comes, folks. We've got a World Wrestling Entertainment program to discuss, not Federation.
Yes, we're
it's a Raw brand only.
Yeah,
that is interesting.
So obviously, the brand's bit. So this is after the merge of WCW and WWE.
Yeah, I don't want to notice that. There's a few familiar faces.
And the brand split. Yep. And so, yeah, you remember from the WrestleMania around this time, it was Stephanie was in charge of SmackDown.
Right.
And Bischoff was in charge of Raw.
Love Bischoff.
Yeah.
Love Bischoff is the performer.
Bischoff is here. It's December 14th, 2003. We're in...
No, so it's New
Year's Eve. Almost 2004.
Right.
We're in Orlando at the TD Waterhouse Center. Right. 12,672 people. The tagline this year, Evolution of the Game.
Well, I know why it was called that.
Yeah, it becomes quite obvious as the night rolls on.
It's a bloody good pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, particularly for the year-end pay-per-view, which usually is
nothing.
Meaningless. Completely
Must
meaningless. Yeah. Everyone's on holidays, just something to keep us tied over.
Yeah.
But this is cool because it's a storyline that sets up the most dominant force in wrestling at the time.
Yeah. You know, I reckon wrestling should have a down period. Like football.
Off-season, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You'd be hanging out.
Totally.
God, the wrestling's about to start back up.
Yeah, imagine if it just finished after Survivor Series and then you had to wait till the Rumble. You'd be
Yeah, all new stuff. You don't even know what you're going in for.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's in it. Let's go watch it. Oh, man, that would be awesome. Anyway, this is sandwiched by Survivor Series and the Royal Rumble. So it's got something to live up to.
Mm.
And firstly, we have Lillian Garcia.
That's right. She sings National Anthem.
She sticks that anthem up ya. doesn't she? She's like, everyone's like, woo! Well,
she does sing Miraculously Beautiful at one of the WrestleManias, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, so she does. But this is the anthem. Yeah. It's different. She has a great voice. And I also noticed at the very start, like with the really corny, this is Armageddon, blah, 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 that it's co-managed by Eric Bischoff and Mick Foley.
Yes, that's right. And the other thing is, one of the probably main reasons they have the national anthem here is this is 2003. If we all cast our minds back, this is post-September 11. This is the Iraq War. And this was just after Saddam had been captured, I believe.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of people holding up signs to say, we got him. And like, yes, fat wrestling fan from Orlando, Florida, you definitely got him. Good job.
I know. And of course, after the... 9/11 is a very touchy subject.
Yeah, it's very, you've it's got very to be, raw here 2 years later.
You've got to... It's raw today. Go to America today on 9/11. They don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
No, we don't like that day. But it's so weird that turned into, well, let's go to Iraq.
Yeah.
What? How'd that work? Let's do it. Anyway, I don't want to...
Throughout the show, there's like...
I don't want to go Charlie Sheen on
this. There's interviews with the USO people. There's Big Show talking to the troops. It's a very... It's a very patriotic time. But looking back on it, like... Yeah, you remember what happened with Saddam and everything? I was like, yeah. So, that was something to be celebrating as such.
I guess not.
Yeah.
The strange thing is that... And I'm of course not a sympathizer. I'm not Slaughter over here. But the complete disorder that happened after he was removed.
Yeah, exactly. And it's still going on today.
Yeah. I know. And all the experts said, you know what'll fucking happen if we do this? This got deep and dark.
Yeah, well, but that was really interesting watching this just to be reminded of that time because...
It's so long ago
we've
now.
We've got our own, like I said earlier, we're heading towards Armageddon. But at this time, we would have thought the causes of Armageddon would be totally different to what they are today.
What are the causes? Back then. You got climate change on me? Is that what we're going to talk about?
Well, it's climate change and just complete political corruption. Whereas back then it was
war.
You know, war. Yeah.
War. We were the good terrorists. Guys. Are we the good guys? it's all that. I know. It's a bit sad. It's sad that in this day and age when every fucking scientist in the entire world goes, we're not helping this.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try.
To be fair, they've been doing that for like 30, 40 years.
I know, but people like me just started listening recently. And if people like me just start listening, maybe everyone will listen, you know?
I don't think politicians are going to listen anytime soon while they're still getting their pockets lined by mining companies. we're getting
Can we talk about a wrestling match?
Yeah, we better start our own.
Killing me here. I'll check tomorrow. It'll be all unfollowed. Oh, we lost every American listener. All four of them. let's start out. We'll skip the pre-show. What do we got? We got Rico with Miss Jackie.
Yeah, defeated John Hinden, right?
Yeah, Hinden. Right.
Who's that?
Doesn't matter. Didn't see him.
Yeah.
He was around. I remember Hinden.
If you're going to have a dark match, well, it might have been a heat match in these days, but yeah, if you're going to have a match like that, why have it only go for a minute and a half? Why not just have no match? Oh, apparently John Heidenreich, also known as Big Bad John.
Oh, of course, that's who he is.
He looks like a Big Bad.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he was an American footballer.
But also a climate change denier. No, I'm kidding, I have no idea. Anyway, let's move on to the very first match, and one I quite enjoyed.
Yeah.
We've got Booker T. And this is like cool Booker T.
Yeah.
Like, can you dig it, sucker? Like, yeah. And Mark Henry's coming out with bloody Teddy Long.
Yeah.
Teddy Long's looking pretty slick here, player. And I just really like this match.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was this like is watching, the opening match. Yeah. It's not Ahmed Johnson versus bloody Jeff Jarrett like we're talking about in our last podcast. It's two stars. Like, it's Booker T and Mark Henry. And it shows the depth of their roster at this time that, like,
you can open with this.
This is the opening card.
It's not even for a belt.
No, exactly. But there is a good story behind it. Henry and Booker T. Henry's had the upper hand over Booker T. Last couple of encounters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, like in every encounter.
Yeah.
Every encounter I saw that they showed me in the highlight reel. I'm like, okay. Mark Henry, he's around for so long. Wrestled for so long. Yeah, and he's with Teddy Long.
He's the world's strongest man.
He is the world's strongest man. I actually haven't written down too much because I just sat there going, this is good.
Oh, we should say, who's on commentary? It's King and...
King and JR.
JR,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, but did you, was your audio weird?
No. Oh, but I watched the DVD.
DVD. See, I watched it on the network. Mm. The commentary was so quiet compared to the sound of the ring and like the sound of the crowd. No, so a lot of the time, like when they were just talking, I could barely hear what they were saying. It was only when they got really excited and shouted that I could actually hear what they were saying. No. So, yeah, it was really odd. But it was actually kind of cool in a way too, because it's like when you go to the wrestling live.
Oh, you felt like you were actually watching it.
Well, yeah, because it was the crowd and the ring sounds were so clear. Mm. That it, yeah, it felt more like I was in the stadium, and like the commentary, instead of actually being commentary, was like two old guys sitting a couple of rows behind you. They won't shut up for an hour.
It was like me in the cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, but look, I do love the combination, of course. Of the...
Yeah, well, I got really excited when I realised it was them two, but then I was like, oh, I can't hear them.
No, DVD, yeah, really DVD worked fine. It was actually quite funny, because... I went, I looked at the catalogue, because I've got a big list, and I went, I actually own this one, I'm going to go find it. And I'm like, yeah, right, like in all these boxes and crap. First one on the top.
Oh, really?
Went, oh, there it is.
Oh, because it's alphabetical, isn't it?
Maybe. No. The weirdest thing, have you seen the cover of this event?
No.
It's like Kane, like going, like, it's just weird. Oh, no, not that word, but yeah. It's quite the strange selection. And it's Kane in a mask. And he's not wearing a freaking mask. I know. Yeah,
that's really bizarre.
And he looks like he stood on a nail in Home Alone. Like, I'm like, okay. But Goldberg's here as well, which is weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not happening in this match.
Yeah, no. Booker T ends up hitting a couple of his scissor kicks.
Yeah. And he wins with one.
Yeah.
A second scissor kick. And that's it. See you, Mark.
Yeah.
But it felt, you know what this felt like? A really good Raw.
Yeah.
Because it just kept flowing. It was like, all right, that match is done. We're not going to calm down. We're just going to keep going.
Yeah.
And next, we have Randy Orton.
Yeah. Versus the Intercontinental Champion, Rob Van Dam.
Now, Randy Orton has a twinkle in his eye.
He does.
In this, what happened to Orton? Now he comes out, he doesn't give a shit.
Nah.
Well, does he?
Why would you? He's done it all.
I guess, but like here, he's so smarmy and look at me,
legend killer, and he's with Ric Flair because this is obviously Evolution, and Randy represents the youngest part of that Evolution, the newest next step, and they were right, like look where he is today, he is the epitome of wrestlers today, so.
I'm glad that you kept waffling then, because I'm looking at my notes, I'm like, I can't read this. Actually, you know what happens before this match?
Yeah.
Or prior? Is Bischoff is chatting with Jericho and Christian.
Oh, that's right.
Because he's like, oh, I didn't want that to happen, which is what, a good guy winning. But anyway, why is he so anti-Booker T? Booker T was his main man in WCW, but regardless. And Jericho Christian promise that they will deliver. That's a strange match.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Strange days ahead.
But yeah, and Rob Van Dam. And Rob Van Dam is just such a mob.
He's such a good mover in the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
His presentation is awful.
Yeah, yeah. He just looks like just such a
You watch that guy move, man. If we played a Nintendo wrestling game, I'd be Rob Van Dam every time.
One of a kind.
But Mick Foley's a special guest referee here, too.
Yeah, well, he's... Because it's almost impromptu, and that's why I said the Raw thing earlier is...
Speaking of impromptu,
we'll keep moving like this did. But is Foley's out, he's chatting to Randy, going, "All right, you're a smug little twerp, aren't you?" And then he's like, "Well, we can do this right now." And he tears off his clothes. Oh, first he says, "Let's get Stacey Keebler out."
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Because she comes out, and I'm happy to see her.
As a cheerleader, high kicks and everything, and yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
I don't know why she came out, but
the future former Mrs. Clooney. She was with George Clooney for a while.
Yeah. I think you've told me that before. I probably said, really?
Yeah, probably. Probably. Anyway, she comes out to celebrate because they have got 1 million signatures for Stone Cold to return.
That's right, yes.
Because Stone Cold lost his reason to be there, I guess, if you will, at the Survivor Series because his team lost. Remember they showed Michaels like trying to win for him?
Yeah.
And Michaels looks like he's been... He looks like Carrie at the end of Carrie. He looks like he's coming in pig's blood. He's like, "I'm sorry, I didn't win." Anyway, this match is good.
Yeah, yeah, it is quite good. Rob Van Dam is getting like sort of choked on the ropes by Randy Orton. He's like,
what is going on over there?
Guys, we're sorry. They're moving house tomorrow, and here we go.
Audio glitch number one. No,
nope,
not gonna happen. All right, good girl, Dora.
So but yeah, it's a fun match. It goes for a decent amount of time too. It's like nearly 18 minutes.
Well, I actually really enjoy just seeing Flair.
Yeah,
and Flair looks good here.
Yeah,
this is like Elder Statesman Flair, yeah, isn't it?
Slick back hair,
very wet hair. Yeah. Gone is the poof.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's not woo anymore. It's woo, isn't it? It looks good. Yeah, Slick Rick's out, and he's not having a lot of luck. Actually, he doesn't have a lot of luck in this entire first half of the pay-per-view, because he gets his clock cleaned a few times, I notice. Hang on, what's this say? this is an IC match!
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I'm rambling now. I just went on to a different note. I'm like, okay, so this is for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, Rob Van Dam's the champ.
I'll remove the dog. And we're back.
So, as we were saying, RVD is the Intercontinental Champion.
Yes, the dog didn't survive Armageddon. No. I just wanted to let you know. He's still barking inside. Is it cruel to get dogs debarked? It is, yes. Isn't it? Sorry, I'm kidding. I'm gonna stop drinking wine. What are we doing?
The Intercontinental title match, Rob Van Dam versus Randy Orton.
Yes. So, and actually, I quite like, you notice how Foley is very fair.
Yeah.
In this whole thing, yeah. Considering. I mean, he's got some problems with Ric Flair, and, oh, hello, you're off on your bike, Kate. See you later. But overall, this match again, and all the matches, you could argue, are all very swift.
Yeah. Aren't they? Even though it's 18 minutes long, it's. It doesn't drag. It's no like rest holds, blah blah blah.
Didn't look at my watch once. Yeah. Didn't go, huh? Like, you know, when we were watching the Royal Rumble '96,
yeah,
a week or two ago, like Bret Hart and Taker, they're going forever, and they did that double clothesline spot.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't handle waiting for them to get up from this, you know. Yeah, this is completely the opposite.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, the right person wins. And maybe that's where the... Oh, hello, it's getting windy out here. Maybe that's where the money is with this entire pay-per-view. Because, like, Randy Orton, and this is kind of cool to see, wins his first title.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was happy for him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm saying Ric Flair's happy for him.
Yeah. Ric Flair's always happy. And next, what do we have next?
Next we got the
here we
intergender
go.
Tag team match.
Boy, boy.
You alluded to before, Jericho and Christian taking on Lita and Trish Stratus. Now this is, if we remember, as this came on, I was like, oh shit. I just suddenly thought, oh shit, have we already done a podcast on this? And because I remembered the whole Jericho...
From WrestleMania?
Where WrestleMania 20 is possibly where it was from.
Yeah.
Where he makes a bet. For a dollar or whatever that he can sleep with Trish before.
It was very
Christian can sleep with. Yeah, and I started seeing all this and I'm like, hang on a minute, no, we've already done this one. Oh shit, it's too late to pick another one. Like, we've got a podcast next week. So
I'm surprised you even realised.
Well, I did search through our list of podcasts and phew, we haven't done it.
I'm pretty sure we could do this in January and you'd be like, yeah, this is awesome.
Probably good.
For one Canadian dollar.
Yeah.
Cheapskates.
Well, they're all Canadian.
Yeah, I guess.
Except for Lita. Is Christian Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all Canadian.
Yeah. But interesting to get, you know, two men versus two women. That's a very unusual match.
It was real classy. This didn't age well.
No, it didn't.
I mean, today we have superstars like Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch. I mean, and you can say, all right, Rousey put it on the map to an extent.
Yeah.
And, like, sort of legitified what already existed. But we are not in a playground, I promise you guys. We're not. It would be weird if we were. As I sip wine. Hello, children.
Talk about wrestling.
Alright, so... Wrestling little people, that's out.
Yeah.
But this, no problem.
Yeah,
in 2003.
It's not like they try and make the women look really good or anything. They sort of just get mocked by Jericho and Christian. They just like grab them or like push them out of the way. Or...
Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
And they end up getting a win. So the women sort of get what happens is Jericho's a little bit more hesitant to just kick his girlfriend's ass as opposed to Christian, who's just like, ah, stupid women. He's very Andy Kaufman of him, just like
look, if you're gonna do it, you might as well embrace it.
And isn't like
Jericho, I wouldn't be taking like, on either of these girls.
No.
They're tough as.
Exactly. Like, I'd maybe wrestle with them a little bit. but,
or Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Or your girlfriend, or whatever, whatever, whoever's, you know, more convenient.
Yeah. But Jericho is, like, hesitant to, you know, win the match, essentially. And is it Christian that comes up and clocks... clocks Trish from behind or something like that.
There's a few brutal shots.
Yeah.
Where you're like, this is a... At least Jim Ross is funny in this. Because he's like, oh, this oh my God, it's disgusting. Like, you know, it's just everything you want, at least from the commentary aspect. Even the King's not going, woohoo! He's more like, oh, that's not appropriate. Mind you, this is exactly... Holy cow. This is like, there's more people on this podcast than usual. We're going for the younger demographic.
That's it, yeah.
We're going G-rated.
Yeah.
But look, it ends quite quickly again. What is it?
It's only 6 minutes or so. But
it's a long 6 minutes.
Yeah, it leads through to the Jericho versus Christian match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I know. I remember. It's all good. Because doesn't she end up leaving with Christian going, I like this guy. He treats me like garbage. It's like, that's not a good influence. Yeah. What is that noise in the background?
Sounds like someone's like sawing a tree in half.
It's a Sunday. People are supposed to be chilling out and sitting in the backyard.
Well, if you're going to do your Sunday chores, do them in the morning. Don't do them at what time is it now? It's bloody 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm keeping you here. I'm so sorry, but we'll get through this. This is actually quite a short pay per view, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, how about this next match?
Yeah, Michaels versus Batista.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was.
Absolutely
really.
Loved it. You know what it made me think of? It reminded me of like a King of the Ring qualifying
match. Oh, yeah.
Because it goes
two
under...
Two guys that you don't normally see up against each other.
It goes under 15 minutes,
yeah.
And Michaels just sneaks the win.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is because you're thinking, oh, well, they've already given Randy Orton the win. They're going to keep Evolution's role going. Batista's going to look strong now. And while he looks good in the match, yeah, Shawn Michaels does sneak away with it.
I never realised how much work Batista's had. Like,
yeah.
He looks so different
here. Yeah, totally.
Like, his nose is different. His face is different.
Yeah, his whole head's a different shape.
You're like, who's this dude? Yeah. Like, yeah, so he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yeah, he is too. Along with the NWO.
Right. The NWO?
Yeah.
Who of the NWO are going in? Hulk?
I guess Hulk.
What,
Scott Hall and Kevin Nash.
Okay. That's it?
I hope so.
Okay. No Bish? Bishop?
Maybe, yeah, Bishop.
He was the leader.
Maybe Sting? Maybe everyone that ever
fake
wore...
Fake Sting?
Fake Sting. Everyone that ever wore a red or white NWO.
Horace Hogan?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright. Yeah. That was a great match. Shawn Michaels proving he's still Mr. Well, Mr.
Yeah. This is obviously because he came back in, 2002? Yeah, and had the whole run against Triple H.
That's right. Come back at the SummerSlam.
Yeah, and now here he is taking on another member of Evolution in Batista and getting the win, which was cool to see.
Yeah, right. But, and here's where it keeps rolling like a ball because Maven comes out.
That's
but
right.
Batista's still in the ring.
Yeah.
Now, what? Yeah. I didn't win. And anyway.
Yeah, because he's even like raising his arms and stuff.
Yeah, like, did I win? The player's like, yeah, sorry, mate. And Matt Hardy comes out. Matt Hardy version 1.
That's right.
To be correct.
Yeah.
And he comes out and starts beating on Maven and then throws him in the ring and Batista eats him up. And then that's the end of the match.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even the beginning of the match.
No, exactly.
That's it. They declare and announce this match cannot continue because Maven took a wrestling move. And then Matt Hardy pins him by himself and just taps and goes,
well,
hey.
To be honest, I'm pretty happy to be spared a Maven versus Matt Hardy version 1.0 match.
Matt Hardy grew on me over time.
Yeah.
Like, he's bonkers.
Oh, I love him now.
The bonkers Matt Hardy. Like, ha-ha!
I watched a new video of his put out recently of him, like, he's normal Matt Hardy, but he's gets turning back into broken, awoken Matt Hardy. Senior Benjamin's there, he buries normal Matt Hardy.
Yeah.
And it actually goes into the swimming pool of reincarnation or whatever. And then he's got a mate who also goes in there and comes out as a demon dude. So now he's got a little demon buddy. So yeah, I'm looking forward to more Matt Hardy in 2020.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it was. I was watching it and my girlfriend, I was just watching it on my phone in bed, and my girlfriend's just like, what even is that? Like, she's a fan of Matt Hardy, and she's just like, I don't know what any of that means. I haven't shown Ultimate Deletion yet, the final deletion thing.
Oh my god. What a train wreck. It's pretty bad.
I love it.
But, yeah.
So yeah, and then you've got Ric Flair backstage with Batista, just going like, don't worry about it.
We got this.
We got
kid.
This. You're still cool. Well, you're going to come away with gold anyway, because the next match that's coming up is a tag team championship match.
Tag team and turmoil.
Tag team turmoil match. Yeah.
What do you think of this? I didn't like it.
I didn't mind it.
You didn't mind it?
The only thing I didn't like
about it. Like a Royal Rumble, sort of.
Yeah, so, well, yeah. I mean, they've done it a few times recently. They did a good women's one not that long ago. I don't mind it as a concept. The only problem here is that there's way too many shit tag teams in it.
Mm.
Like, it's good if they're all good tag teams. Like, oh, this one could legitimately win. Oh, this one could legitimately win.
Yeah.
That would be fun. But, yeah, we get La Resistance, Robert Conway, and René Dupré.
That's a pretty good bad French accent.
Oh, I'm very good at bad French. I studied it in high school for 5 years.
What bad French accent?
I did French badly for 5 years.
I can only laugh in French. You know, I went to France, Glenn's brag travelling story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in France for 2 seconds in Paris. And the first thing I heard was a guy sneeze in French. He walked past and went, "Blachou!" And I'm like, we're in France! That's not even a dumb joke. What happened? And Kevin, I'm like, he sneezed in French. Like, "Blachou!" You know, that's a good way to lose weight.
Sneeze.
No. go to Paris.
Oh, because all the steps.
All I did... was eat seafood
and
drink wine, the occasional baguette.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'd eat all these buttery croissants and shit.
I lost like 6 kilos in a week.
Really?
Crazy. Yeah. And then I went to Scotland and I put it all back on. I think I've told you this story in a podcast before. Yeah. I'm having flashbacks. Oh, anyway, I've travelled other places. Anyway. Do you even want to go through this?
No, run through it. So it's Larissa.
Regale me.
Come up against Rosie and the Hurricane. So stand back, everyone.
You see Rosie's t-shirt?
Well, I noticed his gut hanging out the bottom of it. I didn't notice what was on his t-shirt.
Rosie's dead. He's one of the he's one another Aoni. I'm ruining that name, but he's another Roman Reign relative and rock and all that.
Yeah.
His t-shirt says superhero in training, but then on the side it says shit. And I'm like, even I wouldn't wear that. And I have no shame.
He was pretty shit.
Yeah, but I'm not going to... Not in 3 Minute Warning. Do you remember 3 Minute Warning in the WWE?
Oh, yeah. He was in there.
Yeah, it was him with... it was the other guy. Umaga. It came to me.
but they get...
Yeah, sorry, you're telling the story.
They actually get the pin over Resistance and René... Yes. Sorry, La Resistance. Then out
goodbye.
Out comes Velvenus, teamed with Lance Storm. Velvenus is back to his porn star ways after his right to censor time.
What's he got boring ass Lance Storm with him for?
Yeah, exactly.
But is that the reason why? He's like, come on, have some fun with me.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Maybe Lance Storm had an interest in the pornographic films? I don't know.
It sounds like a porn name, actually.
It does.
Lance Storm. Yeah.
They should have made him Velvenus's
replacement.
No, but like, they could have been a tag team of porn stars.
What, two guys?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch that.
Keep an open mind, though. And then out comes...
It's 2020, Case.
Out comes Mark Jindrak and Garrison Cade.
Yes.
Another shit tag team.
Yeah.
And then, finally,
No.
Then we get Test and Scott Steiner. At least they're people you've heard of.
That's a weird tag team.
It is a weird tag team. And Tess also didn't recognise him straight away because he's got his short hair. And...
But they come running at, neither can run.
Yeah.
Because they're both body guys. Like, they've never jogged in their life. They pump the juice and pick up iron. They're like...
But then we get the Dudley Boys, and it's like, ah, cool.
Yeah.
And these guys are the champs, and for sure.
Bubba in his shorts.
Set to, yeah.
Bubba's going on a holiday. What's he wearing those weird Hawaiian shorts?
Yeah, that was weird. I was like, yeah, I can see why you wore pants the entire rest of the time you
grew. There's a guy, there's a dad, like Bubba Ray at every campsite in Australia. Like,
g'day, how are you?
Anyway.
He's just been wearing thongs as well.
I would love that, a wrestler with thongs.
You'd
get a good noise off a thong. Yeah. That was flip-flops, guys.
Yeah.
Not a guy coming out wearing a thong. the flippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but smack. Ooh. Yeah. Across the ears.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you assume they're going to win. But no, out comes Evolution.
Mm. Implemented by an annoying Bischoff.
Yes.
Because he comes out, because they've won. Their music plays.
Yeah,
we won.
Yeah.
Bish comes out and gets on the mic and goes, hang on, every tag team is going to participate in this particular tag team. And Jim Ross is a funny quote. When Bishop comes out, he goes, oh, he's the boil on the ass of life. And I'm like, I instantly thought of three people I know. That's a great comment. Just out he comes. And I don't want to see this guy. I love Eric Bishop. I think that he's a great performer. Much better performer than an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And so Batista and Ric Flair make short work of the beaten, broken Dudleys.
Yeah, and Batista redeems himself for losing to Shawn Michaels and grabs a belt.
Mm.
So
I see what's happening here.
Yeah, it's like, wow, now Ric Flair, Batista, and Randy Orton have a belt.
I can see what's happening.
I wonder if Triple H might come away with a belt later on tonight.
Surely not. Kane's in the match.
Yeah. And Goldberg's a champion. No way could he beat Goldberg and Kane. Anyway, before that happens, we get a women's match. Champion Molly Holly versus
Ivory. You're a sarcastic person, and that's probably the most sarcastic thing you've ever said.
Yes,
Molly, you can, but you have your moments. Molly Holly, yes. And Ivory, I didn't even recognise her.
Yeah, no, me either.
Yeah. This is over pretty quick.
Yeah.
Nothing much happens.
Nah, not much to say, really.
They just say Molly Holly looks like she's got a bad attitude. She should change her diet. She should stop drinking juice. I don't know. It was
very the strange. Enlightened times of 2005.
Oh, no. Thanks, King. I'm glad you're here. I mean, I guess King couldn't really ogle because Ivory was all covered up. She's still ripped. You seen that?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. She doesn't even work out. That's normal for her. That's weird, isn't it? Is that word again?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Was it in the...
Hashtag weird.
Can't remember if it was earlier in this. It might have actually been in the TLC, because I watched that recently as well as watching this.
What are you going to say? I have no idea what you're going to say.
King just makes a joke about someone and, like, some couple wrestler. Actually, I think it was in TLC. It was, like, Bobby Lashley and Lana, because, they're together now.
Only through you. Okay. Yeah.
And is like...
Oh, I like that. That's a good.
Yeah, and because Rusev was
fighting. But she's actually married to Rusev.
Wow. They had a divorce. King presided over it in the ring.
That would be hard on a proper
marriage. Yeah, it would be.
You'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But King King was saying that, like, Lashley and Lana, they're having sex in all these weird places and stuff.
Sorry, I'm a little pardon?
Yeah.
So, did he?
He did. It sounded a bit awkward, particularly in today's PG era. It's like, where are you going with this, King? It's like, it's like me and my first wife, she always wanted to have Olympic sex.
Mm.
And then everyone's like, what's that? Mm. And he's like, once every 4 years. I was like, the King still got it.
I thought that was going to be something awful about Five Rings. So I'm really glad that it cleaned up towards the end there. But yeah, thanks, King. Keep your dirty old sex jokes to yourself. He's freaking 60-something. Isn't he 70 now?
Possibly.
Jesus, King. Hang it up. Hang the crown up, mate.
Anyway, so main event.
Main event.
Triple threat match for the World Heavyweight Championship. And yeah, this is sort of why I picked this event when I was just skimming through something to choose. And I'm like, oh, what's the main event? Triple H versus Goldberg versus Kane.
That's means nothing to me. It was such a good match.
Yeah.
Like,
that's just a unique, like, I couldn't imagine what this match would be like, those three.
I think that the writers just went, who are the three ugliest guys we could put into a match?
Yeah.
So Kane comes out, sans mask.
Yeah.
Got the tea towel on his head. He's not happy. Not a happy camper. Maybe he should drink some more juice or something. But and then Triple H comes out.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, middle introduction, Triple H?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then last, of course, Goldberg has to do his thing and walk out. It's the music I play when I get ready for work. And then,
is that where you got those pyro things at your front door? You just stand there just before you walk off.
And then do those kicks. Shoe flies off. Yeah, no. I'm like, all right, this will be a train wreck. This isn't going to work.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was fantastic,
man. This goes for 20 minutes.
That's interesting.
This match felt like about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I just said the game, this is fun. All right. And even Kane's got a bit of attitude, in with the chair, especially the second attempt of a chair shot. And he looks at Triple H and goes, what are you going to do with that? And he's like, nothing. Chicken shit Triple H, love it.
And yeah, Goldberg's great in it, like, you know, you think, oh, how's he going to go, you know,
Proper wrestlers.
Yeah, two of them at once. Yeah.
And not beating someone up in 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. But he's awesome in it.
Goldberg really was, like, a new age warrior to an extent in 2003.
Yeah.
Like, he came out, he did his thing, he went back, everyone cheered.
Yeah.
And that was it.
So and the crowd's, like, fully behind him in this too.
He completely adapted.
Yeah.
Like, he's a bit unlikable. Like, if you ever hear him talk, you're like, he's a bit high on himself considering what other people have contributed to this little wrestling world. But look, overall, I loved it. And what I really loved is the sort of the redemption of the non-table break.
Ah, yes.
You know, because Kane goes to do the choke slam and it doesn't break. And you go, man, that would have hurt because it didn't break. I always remember a wrestler saying, it might have been Honky Tonk Man, it was someone old and crusty, just going, if it looks like it hurt, it didn't. If it looks like something, you go, that looked odd. You go, that killed you. They broke something, like, or twisted something. It's true. Like, so it just takes a bounce off the. And you see the Spanish guys going, huh, huh, as they're taking off like the Teletrons and all the stuff on the desk. It's like, guys, move out of the way. You know what's going to happen. It happens every pay per view. But Triple H sort of redeems it by doing an elbow. You see his elbow through the table. And so that's Goldberg. He's done. He can take a rest now. He can have a nap. He can have a think about how the match is going to end. And then, Triple H and Kane do their thing.
Yeah.
It's probably
one of Kane's best matches too, to be honest.
I know that this podcast isn't going to set the world on fire. But this pay-per-view is actually something I would recommend everyone have a look at.
Well, it's Armageddon.
Alright, so how does it end?
I can't remember. I know Goldberg comes back in.
Randy Orton and Flair come out.
That's right, yeah.
Troublemakers. Orton doesn't do much. He's just biffoed out. Flair's unconscious in the ring after taking like one whack. The match continues. But then, Batista, out of nowhere. Because Kane delivers a choke slam to Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's pulled out of the ring.
Yeah,
he's not even injured. Someone literally does like a, I'm going to just get you out of here. It's obviously one of the Evolution guys. Can't remember which one. Yeah. And Batista comes in and just cleans up.
Yeah.
And that's it. Triple H wins the heavyweight championship. And the end of the year is these four dudes. Guys
all holding all the belts.
In one faction.
Yeah.
Horsemen, really look out.
Ooh.
How good is that? And it really was so smart to implement Flair into this group.
Yeah.
So you don't go, this is just a lame horseman.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's the dude that ran him.
Yeah, exactly.
So it is an evolution of horsemen.
Yeah, and all you got Flair. Triple H has been around as a solid contender.
Triple H has always copied Arn Anderson's move.
Yeah.
Always the high knee and that's about it. But like, but I've always got Harley Race
Arne Anderson vibes off Triple H.
Yeah, for sure. He's not a movie star. Yeah. He's not The Rock, he's not Cena, but he's a solid wrestler.
Yeah.
And a pretty smart guy as far as marrying someone's concerned.
Yeah. But yeah, but it's cool, like I was saying at the start of this, like, you know, it's what would normally be a throwaway pay-per-view, an extended edition of Raw, essentially. It's told a real story here, from a contained story, start to finish in the
pay-per-view. Here's my last cigarette before New Year's, guys. Yep.
So, a contained story from start to finish on this pay-per-view alone, but also setting the story and setting the scene for the year to come.
Yeah.
I can hear. Yeah, no, I love it. It was good.
Great selection, great ending. What do you reckon about 2019? What type of year has it been for you?
It's been a pretty good year. It's been a time of change.
It has.
I've
got to stop having children.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to... There'll be no room for me to live here.
Yeah, you're going to have to build an extra story.
No, don't say that. I'm going to buy a tent. Live out here. You can come visit me.
You and Dora in the backyard.
Oh, I'm not sharing the tent with Dora. And get her own tent. Look, I've had fun this year. I'm definitely looking forward to 2020.
Yeah, me too.
Now, it's time for my selection. We're not going to do a Royal Rumble, are we? Because it's Royal Rumble season.
It is, yeah.
We will definitely have a chat about it on the next podcast, I believe. Because, let's face it, January is just a wipe.
Yeah.
I'll see you late January, early Feb. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll probably be bothered speaking to each other again by then. But,
yeah, well, that's good. That means we can, catch up on the 2020 Rumble and have a quick chat about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking of doing is, you know how we've covered a lot, and there's a few holes here and there
in our
crusty little roster.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do some housekeeping.
Yeah, cool.
Housekeeping! And so what we're going to do is the first annual Survivor Series.
Ooh.
That's what we're going to do, which I believe is 87, maybe. I don't know.
Sounds right,
doesn't it? So 87, Hulk Hogan's team versus Andre the Giant's team.
Excellent.
We're going to have a bit of fun.
Cool.
So until then, folks, have a happy new year.
Yeah.
And we shall see you very soon.
Next year.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da